T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hall of Famer Marshall Faulk, and Marshall Faulk is with us courtesy of Bet Online. Marshall, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Doing good, fellas. How's it going? How you doing?
Yeah, it's going great. It's going great, Marshall. One of your former teams, the Rams, it's going great for them, and they have a chance to get back to the Super Bowl this year, so let's start there. The Niners have had their number of late. Niners a 3.5-point dog in this game. Do you think your former team gets off the schneid against the Niners and gets it done? How are you feeling about that?
You know what? I would love to speak with certainty, man, but when you've lost 6 straight, not to mention the last one, at home, up 17, yeah. And the Niners, I mean, not just win the game, but they just steal it. They just stole it from you. And you watch how the Niners are playing. It just seems like they are that team that's on the mission. And things are going right for them, that road warrior mentality. And I'm hoping that, you know, the Rams that came out fast start and then found a way to close it out against Tampa is the team that shows up on Sunday.
Marsh, do you have a favorite running back currently in the league, or is there just like a few guys you like? Is there one guy at all, or not really?
I'll be honest. I like them all. I mean, the game is being played different now. Yeah. You know, when you look at the game and how it's being played now, it's literally being played how I played the game.
That's
as
right.
A back,
yeah.
You need to be able to run, block, and catch. Run, block, and catch. And you can't just be one dimensional. I mean, even Derrick Henry, they get him in on the screen game and throw him balls in the flat. It's just paramount. And I think that learning how to play the game at the way that we play it now, the way that they're playing it, it keeps the running back relevant in a sense. Yeah. Only when we get to the playoffs do we remember, oh, yeah, you do have to run the ball. And the teams that run the ball most effectively in the playoffs, they end up winning games.
Speaking of running backs, Cam Akers tore his Achilles, missed most of the season. He comes back for the playoffs. We know he's a great talent, but I was a little surprised because how much he played, because Sony Michel had been playing pretty well for the Rams, and they didn't use him at all. Were you surprised by that, or is it just Akers is the better talent, so they're going to go with him?
I think Akers is more dynamic. Like Sony Michel is a good back. I mean, and I don't want to just call him serviceable because he did a great job. Yeah. But that explosiveness on the next level and just that threat, it's a little bit more of a threat that you get with Cam Akers in there. And here's the thing. Sony Michel did a great job. But I can only imagine how hard Cam Akers had to work to get his butt back. Mm. You have to at this point in time. You ride the fresh guy. You ride him.
Marshall Faulk is with us. Marshall, the Niners, they've had a different guy lead the team in rushing 5 years in a row, from Carlos Hyde in 17, Matt Breida in 18, Raheem Mostert had the big year last year, Jeff Wilson in 2020, and now Elijah Mitchell has kind of come out of nowhere this year, but he's been great. You know, what do you think of how he's played this year and how big he will be in this game against the Rams?
I think he's done great. But when you see this, it's a test of two things. Kyle Shanahan and his ability to scheme the runs and the offensive line. I mean, they move people. They get bodies moving, and they do a great job at providing cracks and holes when it doesn't seem like there's anything there. All of those backs that you mentioned, including the wide receiver and Deebo Samuels, they're benefiting from some guys that take pride in moving people. And the coach and Kyle Shanahan, whom 3rd and 6 is not a guaranteed pass play for him. It's just not.
True.
He's okay with running the football there.
Yeah. Marshall, let's go over to the AFC where the Chiefs are a big favorite in this game, even though the Bengals beat them a month ago. The game was in Cincinnati, but the Chiefs are a 7-point favorite in this one. But maybe the best running back left in the playoffs might be Joe Mixon. He was certainly the most productive of all the guys left in the playoffs. Yet he's kind of feels like he's an afterthought because the Bengals, you know, with Burrow and their passing game, and Mixon hasn't had a huge postseason to this point. It's been more about their passing game, but I think he could be big in this game. What say you to that?
I'm more than sure that Kansas City, Joe Burrow and his receivers have to respect the Kansas City, and you will see a lot more two safety high. Hey, can you run the ball? Will you run the ball? We dare you to run the ball and beat us that way. I cannot see them allowing that ball to be thrown on the field the way that Joe Burrow has been doing with this trio of receivers.
The quarterback matchup, obviously, in this game is exciting. Patrick Mahomes, probably the best young quarterback in football. Joe Burrow, not that far behind with some of these other young guys. I mean, have you ever seen anything like this? The young talent, especially in the AFC right now, between Lamar Jackson and Mahomes and Burrow and Josh Allen and I'm forgetting, what's his name, Justin Herbert. I mean, the young talent of AFC quarterbacks right now is crazy, Marshall.
No, we haven't. And yeah. Here's the thing. It was no way to see it. And the funny part is, you know, when I think back to guys who started this trend, he just retired. Roethlisberger, as a high draft pick, as a young guy, was a guy that got thrown in the fire and went out and won, you know, and won early and had success early. He didn't have the struggle year that let's say Peyton had his first year. He didn't have that. You know, and he threw the ball around a lot. And I think that what the league has done is the league is that, okay, college is not our minor league. When we get those guys in, we can't try to sit them down and teach them a new league. Hey, coaches, adapt to what they're doing. Adapt to what's going on in college. And now you see a lot of that, the feeder system of the players, and now along with how they play. And and pretty soon you're going to see more coaches whom have been successful in college come to the league and be successful. Kingsbury is figuring it out. But what they do is dynamic. He's going to figure it out.
We're talking with Hall of Famer Marshall Faulk, courtesy of Bet Online. Who do you like in this game with the spread, Marshall? You know, it seems like everybody likes the Chiefs to win, but I don't know if you're one of those people, but do you like them to win with the point, you know, lay in the 7, or you like the Bengals with the points in a close game? Where are you right now?
I like the Bengals with the points, man. If last week didn't tell me anything, these games are close. It's high as intense, and these young quarterbacks, they're fearless. I mean, they're okay. They're okay with putting the ball up, and when they make a mistake, it's not the end all be all. So I'm gonna take Cincy with the 7, and I like it.
We're talking with Hall of Famer Marshall Faulk. Do you miss? I know it's been a while now at this point, but do you miss playing at all at this point in your career?
Oh man, this time of year, of course you do. I mean, this is the time. Most
what's
definitely.
It like? You know, sorry, Marshall. You always talk about, like, you always hear from players when they're young players that, like, obviously the NFL is a different level of speed than college, right? And the preseason is another level, and then the regular season is another level, and then the playoffs is even faster, and then maybe the Super Bowl is even another level for that. Is that true? Did you really feel that?
I'm gonna say yes, but I don't think it's speed. I just think it's the attention, the detail, the focus to what needs to be done, and the suddenness to get it done. Once you get to the playoffs, it feels like it's faster because guys are just a little bit more dialed in, and there's another game next week for me to get better. This is it.
Right. Who you think is going to win it all, Marshall? Everybody seems to be picking the Chiefs. Are you on that bandwagon, or who do you like right now? Who's your pick to win it all?
Listen, I am going to tell you, after watching what the Rams did to Tampa and how they handled that. The other games, they were dynamic. It could have went either way. But for the most part, that was a domination of a good team. and you saw some turnovers and some things happen. But man, that's Tom Brady. He's like the Grim Reaper. You know, he'll snatch a win out of your mouth anytime. And for Matthew Stafford to do what he did, call me Homer, but I think with the moves that have been made and the talent that's left in this, I like the Rams.
Hall of Famer Marshall Faulk with us, courtesy of Bet Online. Marshall, we appreciate you taking the time, man. Thank you so much for joining us.
No, my pleasure.
There you go. There's the Hall of Famer, Marshall Faulk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.